So I want to explain just a few things before we start breaking you off into groups.
Prije nego što se razdijelimo po grupama, želio bih vam objasniti par stvari.
We mentioned that we want you to make some advancement from this course.
Kao što sam spomenuo, želio bih da svi napredujete na ovom tečaju.
Not just to hear something, but for you to participate and to improve in your devotional life.
Ne želim samo da slušate, već i da sudjelujete te poboljšate svoj duhovni život.
There are certain problems we have in our different projects, our communities, our temples.
Postoje različiti problemi s kojima se suočavamo u našim zajednicama, društvima i hramovima.
And there are certain blocks we have as devotees within our own life.
A također postoje određene prepreke koje imamo kao bhakte u svom osobnom životu.
So we want to try to give you some spiritual technology, some tools how to resolve certain types of problems.
I stoga bih vam želio dati određene alatke, odnosno duhovne načine na koje možemo riješiti te probleme.
Because see, the devotional process, it works, it's a science.
Jer je proces devocije znanstven. On
deluje. But in any science, it works if we employ the science in the proper way.
A svaka znanost će funkcionirati ukoliko je primijenimo na pravilan način.
For instance, when we see that somebody falls down, it means that they didn't apply the science properly.
Ukoliko vidimo da neko padne, to znači da nije na pravilan način primijenio znanost.
Someone is advancing very fast, it means they're definitely engaged in the science in a healthy way.
A ukoliko netko jako brzo napreduje, to je siguran znak da vrlo pravilno koristi ovu znanost.
We are not into moksha, so we're not just trying to save ourselves, but we're trying to spread the mission all around the world.
Nas ne zanima moksha, odnosno ne pokušavamo spasiti samo sebe, već nas zanima i cijeli svijet.
And we're trying to help each other.
I želimo pomoći jedni drugima.
So first I want to start up asking you a question.
Stoga želim započeti postavljajući vam jedno pitanje.
The first question is, all of us are here, we've joined this movement, this International Society for Krishna Consciousness.
Pitanje je sljedeće. Svi se nalazimo ovdje kao pripadnici Međunarodnog društva za svjesnost Krišne.
So first question I want to ask you, and we want no one to be shy in this course.
Prvo pitanje koje vam želim postaviti i molim vas da se niko ne srami.
If you have some idea, something comes to you, then you raise your hand and express it.
Ukoliko vam nešto pade na pamet i želite to reći, molim vas, učinite tako.
So our first question is, what is ISKCON? What is this International Society for Krishna Consciousness?
Prvo pitanje je, što je ISKCON? Što je to Međunarodno društvo za svjesnost Krišne?
Some of you have been devotees a few months, some a few years, some maybe even up to a decade, maybe over 10 years.
Neki od vas bhakte su tek koji mjesec, neki nekoliko godina, a neki od vas sigurno su ovdje 10 godina ili više.
Most of you, or many of you have taken initiation.
Mnogi od vas su primili inicijaciju.
So you've given your life, or you're trying to give your life to this particular mission.
I stoga ste posvetili ili pokušavate posvetiti svoj život ovoj misiji.
So what is this? What is this society?
I stoga, što je ovo? Što je ovo društvo?
So someone give some answers.
Molim vas, neka netko pokuša odgovoriti.
There's no wrong answer to this. There's no right or wrong. It's, any answer you give is probably going to be right.
Ne postoji točan ili pogrešan odgovor. Vjerojatno će svi odgovori koje date biti točni.
But we like to hear different answers.
Ali želim čuti različite odgovore.
So raise your hand. Yes.
This is a society which can bring us closer to God.
Okay. Society can bring us closer to God? Yes?
To je skupina ljudi koji imaju iste ciljeve u svom životu. Ovo je misija Čaitanje Mahaprabhuva. Prabhupadina volja. Želja.
A few others? Okay.
To je duhovni svijet koji je prebačen u materijalni svijet. To je mjesto na kojem se okay. Možemo jako dobro zabaviti.
Maybe one or two more. Anyone else? Yes.
To je mjesto zanimanja.
So you see the different answers. It's a place for finding out more about God, place for having fun, place for education, a place for bringing the spiritual world into the present environment. So we've all joined, and these are some of the reasons.
Mogli ste ovdje čuti različite odgovore, da je ovo društvo namijenjeno tome da nas približi više Bogu, da produhovi materijalni svijet, da nas obrazuje i tako dalje. Znači, svaki ima neki određeni razlog zašto je pristupio ovom društvu.
You want to ask? Okay.
It is a place where we can be humans in the proper meaning of the word.
Okay. So we want all of you to think about what you heard as we go through this course.
I želio bih da svi vi razmislite o ovome što smo sada čuli tijekom ovog tečaja.
It means sometimes a little different to different persons, but we see that all of these things are part of what this particular society entails.
Možete vidjeti da značenje, da se značenje ovog društva ponešto razlikuje od jedne do druge osobe, no općenito svi imamo istu ideju što je ono.
Now, there's one definition that Prabhupada often gives.
Postoji jedna definicija koju Prabhupada često navodi.
Prabhupada says that the Krishna conscious movement is a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing society.
Prabhupada često kaže da je ovo kulturni pokret namijenjen produhovljenju društva.
A culture means everything. How you eat, how you sleep, how you mate, how you defend, what your values and goals are. A culture involves all of our senses.
Kultura znači sve. To je način na koji jedemo, način na koji pijemo, način na koji se raznožavamo, način na koji spavamo. Kultura je nešto što obuhvaća sva naša osjetila.
Now notice Prabhupada said it's for re-spiritualizing, literally re-spiritualizing the planet.
Možete primijetiti da Prabhupada ovdje koristi riječ ponovno produhovljenje. To se odnosi na produhovljenje cijele planete.
That means Krishna consciousness really involves our mind, our intelligence, our senses, our entire body. It's a cultural expression.
I to znači da svjesnost Krišna uključuje naš um, naše riječi, našu svjesnost i cijelo naše tijelo.
But it's not just a culture for us. Prabhupada said it's a culture for re-spiritualization. That means we do it and we are to spread it throughout the world.
Međutim, možete primijetiti da Prabhupada ovdje govori o produhovljenju, što znači da to nije kultura samo za nas, već je namijenjena tome da se širi.
So we can spread the mission around the world if it's actually effective, first within ourselves.
Misiju možemo proširiti cijelim svijetom tek onda kad je ona učinkovita za nas.
So Daniel, you write on the board. Re-spiritualization. There's some the markers. Just put a culture re-spiritualization. I'm going to put on a board so that you can remember some of these things. A culture. Try to write for Reese. Hopefully, in the back, can you see? Somewhat? You see the board? The re-spiritualization. See, if our motto does not work within ourselves, then we cannot export it. We cannot give it to anyone else. Who will be interested?
Ako naš model ne funkcionira među nama, nećemo ga moći izvesti van. Koga će on zanimati?
So we have a powerful duty to walk our talk, or we have a powerful duty to create a viable environment that then people can look at and notice and become interested.
I iz toga imamo vrlo važnu dužnost da napravimo takav okoliš koji će osobe gledati i koji će željeti prihvatiti.
We're not just a religion, we're not just a church, we're not just a philosophical organization or social or metaphysical.
Mi nismo samo religija, nismo samo crkva, nismo samo neko filozofsko ili metafizičko društvo.
Although in one sense, our mission includes all of those things.
Iako u jednom smislu, naša misija uključuje sve te stvari.
Sometimes people may say, oh, Krishna devotees, they have a nice philosophy, but people want to see better how it is working.
Katkad ljudi znaju reći, o da, ti Hare Krishna Bhakti imaju jako lijepu filozofiju, međutim, oni žele vidjeti kako će to profunkcionirati.
When most people join an organization, they are looking for a better material life.
Većina ljudi koje se pridruži nekoj organizaciji traga za boljim materijalnim životom.
At least they are looking how to be free of certain problems in their life.
Ili makar teže za pronalaženjem nekih boljih odgovora za materijalne probleme.
And in most cases they're looking for better family life, better peace of mind, better education, more protection. These are some of the issues.
A uglavnom tragaju za nekim mirom uma, boljim obiteljskim životom i tako dalje.
So we have a duty to see that those things are there.
I naša je dužnost pobrinuti se da te stvari postoje.
So that people will feel very attracted.
Tako da će ljudi biti jako privučeni.
Bhakti Vinod, the core in his Shikshamrita, you've probably heard before, has explained that four things are necessary in order for success.
Vjerojatno ste već čuli da je Bhakti Vinod Thakur u svojoj Shikshamriti objasnio kako postoje četiri stvari nužne za uspjeh.
He explains, if one is a Paramahamsa, then these things are not important. Otherwise, everyone and every community must honor these four things.
I on objašnjava da ove četiri stvari nisu potrebne jedino Paramahamsama, svima ostalima one su nužne.
He says, first, there must be proper care of the body.
On kaže, prvo se trebamo pravilno pobrinuti za svoje tijelo.
So we say that we're not these bodies, but we have to take proper care of the body so we do not have to think so much about the body.
Mi tvrdimo da nismo ovo tijelo, međutim trebamo se za njega brinuti kako nam ono ne bi stvaralo nevolje.
Just like, for instance, when you're very sick, you're so much thinking of the body, the mind, the consciousness is not very strong.
Na primjer, kada ste jako bolesni, onda previše mislite na svoje tijelo i vaš um i svjesnost nisu vrlo snažni.
So if we are Paramahamsa, we don't have to worry about the body. If we're already Uttamadhikar, we don't have to worry about it.
Ako smo Paramahamsa i Uttamadhikari, nije potrebno da brinemo za svoja tijela.
Otherwise, we have to take good care of the body so that we are less body-oriented, body-conscious.
No u drugim slučajevima trebamo se pravilno brinuti za tijelo kako bismo ga bili manje svjesni.
Second, proper stimulation for the mind.
Druga stvar je pravilno stimuliranje uma.
He explains that after you take care of the body, then we must be careful about the mind, what is happening in the mind.
I on objašnjava da nakon što smo se pobrinuli za svoje tijelo, također trebamo paziti šta se događa u našem umu.
We know the mind is our best friend or our greatest enemy.
Znamo da nam um može biti najbolji prijatelj i najveći neprijatelj.
Sajjananda Swami will be talking a lot about controlling the mind in his seminar.
U svom će seminaru Sajjananda Maharaj govoriti više o vladavanju umom.
So if the mind is not satisfied, then even if you take care of the body, one will have failure in his or her life.
Ukoliko nismo ovladali svojim umom, čak i ako je tijelo u redu, nećemo biti uspješni.
And if in the community of devotees, if we're not being sensitive to the body care and to the proper stimulation of the mind, then the community will gradually be a failure.
U jednoj zajednici, ukoliko se ne brinemo pravilno za svoje tijelo i ukoliko ne stimuliramo pravilno um, ta će zajednica također propasti.
Next three, he explains the need for a sense of social well-being.
Treća stvar koju objašnjava je potreba za društvenom dobrobiti.
Just like in Jabhataka Maharaj's class today, he was talking a little bit about social care.
Danas je Jabhataka Maharaj govorio nešto o socijalnoj skrbi.
Again, we say we're not these bodies, but at the same time, we have the body, and it belongs to Krishna, so we must take care of it so Krishna will be pleased.
I dalje kažemo, mi nismo ovo tijelo, međutim, mi posjedujemo ovo tijelo, a kako je ono Krišnino, trebamo se za njega brinuti.
Just like our duty as devotees is we're to see everything belonging to Krishna.
Naša dužnost kao bhakta da vidimo da sve pripada Krishni.
So understand what that means. We are the caretakers. Krishna is the owner.
Trebate shvatiti što to znači. Mi samo brinemo za stvari, a Krishna je pravi vlasnik.
That means our house, our car, all of these things, we take good care because it belongs to Krishna.
To znači da se jako lijepo brinemo za svoj auto i kuću zato što oni pripadaju Krishni.
Even our children, our husband, our wife, we say they do not belong to us, we are caretakers, they belong to Krishna.
Čak i za svoju djecu ili bračne supružnike kažemo da ne pripadaju nama, već Krishni, i stoga se za njih brinemo.
Now why is this so important? If we understand that our children belong to God, then we will treat them even better than if we accept that they only belong to ourselves.
Zbog čega je to važno? Ukoliko shvatimo da naša djeca pripadaju Bogu, brinut ćemo se za njih još bolje nego da tvrdimo da su ona samo naša.
We say my children belong to ourselves, my wife, my husband belong to ourselves. Then if we want to ignore them, if we want to deny them, we want to beat them, then we do because we say it's after all it's my property.
I ukoliko kažemo da naša djeca ili bračni supružnici pripadaju nama, bit ćemo ih u stanju ignorirati, zanemarivati, tući ili raditi bilo što s njima, jer ćemo tvrditi da to naše vlasništvo prema kojemu se možemo obhoditi po svojoj želji.
But if we understand they belong to Krishna, then we have to treat them the way that the real owner would be pleased.
Međutim, ukoliko kažemo da oni pripadaju Krishni, tada ćemo se prema njima obhoditi onako kako znamo da bi se pravi vlasnik želio obhoditi prema njima.
If we have this mentality, there'll be no child abuse, there'll be no spouse abuse, there'll be no divorce, but everyone will be treating each other with such care and such love.
Kad bismo ovo doista shvatili, ne bi bilo maltretiranja djece, maltretiranja bračnih supružnika i razvoda, jer bismo prema svima se ponašali onako kako bi se Krishna prema njima ponašao.
Because we'll be thinking, Krishna is watching, it belongs to Krishna, and we must treat the person the way that Krishna himself would be most pleased.
I tada bi uvijek imali na umu da su oni Krishnini, da nas Krishna gleda, i obhodili bi se prema njima onako kako bi Krishna to najviše želio.
So we think of social well-being, for us as devotees, we're thinking, how to take care of property of each other the way that Krishna would be pleased.
I kada govorimo o društvenoj skrbi među baktama, to znači da se jedni prema drugima i prema vlasništvu obhodimo tako da Krishna bude zadovoljan.
Like in most religions, we hear you must love your neighbor as yourself.
U većini religija možemo čuti da trebamo voljeti svoje susjede kao same sebe.
But as Vaishnavas, we must love the neighbor even more than ourselves.
No, kao Vaishnave, trebamo susjede voljeti i više nego sebe.
We say, daso smi, dasu, dasonu, das. We say that I am your servant.
I kažemo, ja sam tvoj sluga.
We call everyone Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu. That means you are my master, you are my master, you are my master.
I svih zovemo Prabhu, Prabhu, Prabhu. To znači, ti si moj gospodar, ti si moj gospodar, i ti si moj gospodar.
So if we treat someone impersonally, that is not the mood of a Vaishnava.
Ako se prema nekome obhodimo impersonalno, znači da nemamo raspoloženje Vaishnave.
If we treat someone as if we own them, that is not the mood of a Vaishnava.
Ako se prema nekom obhodimo kao da su oni naše vlasništvo, ni tada nemamo raspoloženje Vaishnave.
But we must treat them with such love as we recognize they belong to Krishna.
Trebamo se obhoditi prema njima s takvom ljubavlju, priznajući da oni pripadaju Krishni.
So Bhaktivinoda is giving us these four things. There's three, social well-being. And the last one is study of Shastra.
Četvrta od ovih stvari koje navodi Bhaktivinoda Thakur jest proučavanje, studiranje Shastra.
So he has made it clear. For an individual devotee, as well as for a community to be successful, there must be healthy concentration on these particular four issues.
i da on im je dao do znanja da kako pojedincu, tako je i društvu potrebno usredotočavanje na ove četiri stvari da bismo bili uspješni.
So we look at the list, proper care of the body.
Pogledajte na ovdje na pravilnu brigu za tijelo.
We are not the bodies, but if we don't take care of the body, then we have to be so much more body conscious.
Mi nismo tijelo, no ukoliko se ne pobrinemo za tijelo, morat ćemo biti puno svjesni tijela.
If we are working with our body and we are repressing, but our mind is not satisfied, there's going to be fall down and difficulty sometime in the future.
I ako nešto radimo, ali smo pod velikim stresom, nakon nekog vremena jednostavno više nećemo biti u stanju obavljati taj posao.
And because we are social beings, we're engaged in sadhu sangha, we are constantly interacting in various types of relationships, so we need healthy social stimulation.
I budući smo mi društvena bića i neprestano imamo neku vrstu sadhu sangha, druženja sa drugim osobama, moramo također biti zdrava društvena osoba.
And then, to put it all together, we have the study of the scriptures.
I na kraju potrebno je proučavati sve te spise.
Sometimes we look at the whole of human existence and we say that we go through different states of evolution.
Ponekad gledamo i govorimo da postoje različite stupnjevi evolucije u društvu.
Anomoja, gyanomoja, pranomoja, vigyanomoja. Anomoya. Anomoya is a stage when one is just looking for something to eat.
Anomaya je stupanj na kojem samo osoba samo traži hranu.
Pranomoya, protection.
Pranomaya je stupanj na kojem se traži zaštita.
Once there is protection, then one is thinking something, maybe philosophical, some knowledge one is trying to acquire.
Kad je osoba zaštićena, tada možda počinje tražiti neke dublje filozofske uvide.
And then once there is acquiring of knowledge, then we try to ask the deep philosophical questions. What is the nature of life?
A kada se to zadovolji, onda osoba počinje postavljati dublja filozofska pitanja, kao na primjer što je priroda života.
And mundane biology, anthropology, psychology, they also have certain stages of development.
I svjetovna sociologija i antropologija također objašnjavaju neke određene stupnjeve razvoja.
Somewhat similar to the Vaishnav line.
Koji su u nekoliko slični vaishnavskom objašnjenju.
That an individual or community at its most basic level it's dealing with physiological needs.
I oni također kažu da se ljudi i društva u najosnovnijem obliku jednostavno bave problemom preživljavanja.
That means when a society, a civilization, or an individual is not very advanced, then they're just thinking only about eating, sleeping, just thinking about the physical things. That's it.
I kada društvo ili pojedinci nisu vrlo razvijeni, oni tragaju samo za najosnovnijim stvarima kao što su jedanje i spavanje.
And when there's a little more advancement, then there's concerns about safety, defense, protection.
Kada ponešto uznapreduju, počinju se postavljati pitanja zaštite, sigurnosti.
A little more advancement, there's the need for association, affiliation. One wants to be a part of a certain group, club, or organization.
Kada se još dalje napreduje, tada osoba počinje željeti neki kontakt sa drugim osobama, neke osjećaje, naročito osjećaj pripadnosti nekoj zajednici ili skupini.
A little more advancement, one is looking for prestige, self-esteem.
Kada je osoba još naprednija, traži za nekim ugledom i poštovanjem.
And then the higher level is self-actualization, or one is looking for self-realization.
A na još višem stupnju, osoba traga za samoispunjenjem.
So what we have with Shikshamrita given by Bhaktivinoda is these four principles.
Bhaktivinoda nam u Shikshamriti govori o ova četiri načela.
So it's including the need for the individual and the civilization.
Koja uključuju potrebe kako pojedinca, tako i civilizacije.
Now some people and some civilizations never advance past the first or second level.
Neki ljudi u određenim civilizacijama nikad ne napreduju dalje od prvog ili drugog stupnja.
Even most of modern day civilization hasn't advanced past the second level.
Čak i većina današnje moderne civilizacije jedva prešla taj prag prvog i drugog stupnja.
That's anomoya and pranomoya, just mainly eating and now protecting, defense.
Ljudi uglavnom samo tragaju za jelom i za zaštitom i obranom.
You see different national states, governments, countries, so much fighting each other, trying to get resources, trying to claim proprietorship.
Možete vidjeti koliko postoji raznih borbi između dvije nacije koje jednostavno žele samo što više posjedovati.
Keep in mind that nations is just similar to individuals.
Imajte na umu da je riječ nacija vrlo slična pojedincu.
We say the family is the microcosm of the nation.
Kaže se da je obitelj mikrokozmos nacije.
When there's healthy family life, then there's a healthy nation.
Kada je obiteljski život zdrav, tada je cijela nacija zdrava.
When people are fighting too much in interpersonal relationships, fighting too much in the families, then you'll see that the nations will be fighting more.
Ako primijetite da se ljudi više bore između sebe i unutar obitelji, vidjet ćete također da se to odražava na taj način da se i nacije više bore međusobno.
This is why throughout much of our discussion we'll talk about the individual and the community, but it's really the same thing.
I zato ćemo tijekom naših rasprava puno govoriti o pojedincu i o skupini, no vidjet ćete da je to više manje isto.
Because actually what is a community? It's a combination or aggregation of individuals.
Jer što je zajednica? To je jednostavno skup većeg broja pojedinaca.
So, communities go through different cycles also.
Zajednice također imaju određene cikluse.
Just like as adults, we go through different cycles. We come from a baby to a child to a teenager to an adult.
Isto tako kao što jedna osoba od djeteta, od bebe postaje dijete, potom teenager i odrasla osoba.
Or just as a body, a community is a body. An individual body, sometimes it's healthy, sometimes it's sick, sometimes it's dying, sometimes it's dead.
Upravo tako zajednica može funkcionirati kao tijelo koje je kad zdravo, kad bolesno, nekad umire, a nekad je mrtvo.
So a body, a community is similar. It has a certain consciousness. Based on the aggregate of individuals, it creates a certain consciousness.
I na sličan način funkcionira zajednica koja je skup više pojedinačnih svijesti.
So we want to think these next few days of the community is like something that's alive.
Ovih sljedećih par dana želimo razmišljati o zajednici kao o nečemu živome.
Sometimes we talk about the Bhakti Lata Bija, the devotional creeper.
Ponekad govorimo o Bhakti Lata Biji, o puzavici predanog služenja.
We emphasize you must water the creeper with proper, strong sisadna.
I govorimo o tome kako je tu puzavicu potrebno zalijevati pravilnom sadanom.
Shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam. This process of hearing, remembering, chanting, etc.
Odnosno procesom slušanja, pjevanja, sjećanja i tako dalje.
So when we water our individual creepers nicely, then it grows and grows. One becomes strong in spiritual consciousness.
Kada na osobnom nivou tako zalijevamo svoju puzavicu, ona se više i više raste i jača.
And we do not water just like a plant. If you do not water it properly, it will dry up and even die.
A upravo kao i biljka, ona će se osušiti i umriti ukoliko je ne zalijevate.
So there's a jnana bija, there's a karma bija, there's a bhakti lata bija, and there is a community bija.
I isto kao što postoji karma bija, jnana bija i bhakti lata bija, tako postoji ta bija ili sjemenka društva.
And so according to how that is being watered determines how it is growing.
I ono će se razvijati onako kako je zalijevamo.
Okay, so we're going to constantly stop and interact and form groups on different topics. So we're going to do this in one second.
I za trenutak ćemo se podijeliti i početi razgovarati unutar skupina o raznim temama.
I remember we had you count off into tens.
Sjećate kako smo se podijelili na brojeve po 10.
Now when we have you assemble in your groups of 10, when you assemble, you have to choose amongst yourself one person who is going to be the spokesman of that group.
Kada se podijelite u grupe, trebate izabrati jednu osobu među vama koja će biti glasnogovornik.
It's actually best if possible that one person can write some things down.
I najbolje je da ta osoba nešto zapisuje.
So hopefully some of you brought some paper and some pencil.
Nadam se da su neki od vas ponijeli olovku i papir.
If you didn't, you can loan it to someone who's going to be the scribe.
A ukoliko jeste, onda možete posuditi osobi koja će biti zapisničar.
Some of you came in late. If you did not have a number, then you just find a group once we situate everyone and you join it.
Oni od vas koji su došli kasnije i nemaju svoj broj, mogu se kasnije priključiti grupama kad se one formiraju.
Now in our first grouping, we want you to discuss for 10 minutes in your group. We want you to discuss what are some of the problems that you find outstanding in your own community.
Želim da unutar prve grupe 10 minuta razgovarate o tome koje probleme smatrate najizraženijima u vašoj zajednici.
So when you assemble in your small groups of 10, then you choose one person who's going to be the spokesman, who's going to write things down, and will coordinate the group. And so you start speaking amongst yourself some of the things that you feel are some problems, or one problem that you like to share in your community in general.
I kada se tako podijelimo, želio bih da izaberete jednu osobu koja će sve zapisivati, biti glasnogovornik i koordinirati grupom, te da onda raspravite o ovoj temi međusobno.
You only share one or two. You don't go on and on and on.
I potom podijelite s nama jednu ili dvije zamisli do kojih ste došli. Molim vas, nemojte samo nabrajati.
We just want a little bit of variety of what you see, some particular issue, some problem.
I željeli bismo imati vrlo raznolik popis tih problema.
Because part of the reason for this course is to give some application, some ways how to improve.
Jer je ovaj seminar dijelom namijenjen tome da bismo se poboljšali i pokušali razriješiti neke probleme.
And even to be able to avoid some things before they even happen.
Pa čak je dijelom namijenjen i tome da izbjegnemo neke stvari koje je to moguće napraviti.
You see, we are associating to as a culture for re-spiritualization.
Imajte na umu da se mi družimo unutar jedne kulture namijenjene produhovljenju.
So it means we have to accept the culture ourselves and then be able to share it with others.
To znači da sami možemo prihvatiti kulturu, a potom je podijeliti s drugima.
You see, there are different types of communities.
Vidite, postoje različite vrste zajednica.
There's first what is called community by accident.
Prva se naziva slučajnom zajednicom.
That's something has happened and people find themselves just coming together by some accident practically.
To znači da se nešto dogodi i ljudi slučajno oblikuju neku vrstu zajednice.
And two, there's community by circumstance.
Zatim postoje zajednice nastale iz okolnosti.
People happen to be in the same club, they're in the same philosophy, the same religion, they happen to be in a certain disaster, so they come together. But something has happened that has brought them together.
Znači, na primjer, osobe pripadaju istom klubu ili ih je zbližila neka nesreća ili su istih filozofskih ili religijskih uvjerenja.
And three, there's community by design or intentional community.
I potom postoji osmišljena zajednica, namjerno stvorena.
So the last one, community, no, three, by design, is a plan community. People are aware of what they're doing, and they're conscious, and they're participating based on that consciousness.
Osmišljena zajednica znači da ljudi planiraju, da unaprijed promišljaju čemu bi ona trebala služiti i na taj način djeluju.
So community by accident is not going to be very powerful because some unusual thing has brought people together, some usually unfortunate circumstance.
Ova slučajna zajednica obično nije vrlo snažna i najčešće se oblikuje kada se ljudi nađu u nekim nesretnim okolnostima.
Just an example, even an accident. Somebody has in a car accident. So now they're in a hospital on a certain floor with other patients. So by accident they're all together.
Na primjer, možemo uzeti neku automobilsku nesreću i osoba koja završi u bolnici sasvim će slučajno tvoriti zajednicu sa osobama koje su u istoj sobi s njom.
So as soon as they're healthy, they're gone.
Čim zdrave, takve će osobe otići.
Community by circumstance. People are living in the same neighborhood because they are very poor. So, because the economic situation, they're in that neighborhood.
Zajednica stvorena pod određenim okolnostima znači da se na primjer ljudi na primjer žive na istom mjestu zato što su siromašni, to su njihove okolnosti.
They get a better job, get more money, they leave that community. It's not a serious commitment.
Ukoliko oni dobiju više novca ili dobiju bolji posao, oni će najvjerojatnije napustiti tu zajednicu jer nisu snažno vezani za nju.
Third is community by design or plan. People have a certain philosophy. They choose to live together, you know, based on that philosophy.
A treća zajednica je osmišljena, odnosno točina je ljudi koji imaju određenu filozofiju, određeno uvjerenja i iz njih žive zajedno.
People go to a university, they want to study medicine, they want to study law, and so they live together because they have a certain plan.
To su na primjer studenti medicine ili prava koji imaju iste ciljeve i zbog toga žive zajedno kako bi ih ostvarili.
So as devotees, we are in the third category, community by design.
Kao bhakte nalazimo se u ovoj trećoj kategoriji osmišljene zajednice.
It's very planned, given to us by the shastra.
Ona je isplanirana i temelji se na šastrama.
We have certain specific goals that we're trying to acquire.
Imamo neke specifične ciljeve koje želimo ostvariti.
See, we are practicing by being together of how we can prepare ourselves to go back to the spiritual world.
Živeći zajedno, mi se uvježbavamo kako bismo se vratili u duhovni svijet.
And the spiritual world is not just a group of yogis, it's a community. It's an eternal community.
Duhovni svijet nije samo skupina jogija, to je zajednica koja je vječna.
So if we're having too much trouble in our associations, we have to look close at what is the problem.
Ukoliko imamo nekih problema prilikom naših društvenih odnosa, trebamo pogledati u čemu je problem.
Because in the spiritual world, it's not that everybody is just thinking of Krishna. Everyone is relating to each other as if they are all Krishna.
U duhovnom svijetu svi ne misle samo na Krišnu, već i imaju međusobne odnose, upravo kao da je svaka druga osoba također Krišna.
In other words, it's not that people are thinking, the hell with everybody, let me just wait till Krishna comes.
To znači, nije da osobe tamo misle, ah, dobro ga sa svima ovim drugim ljudima, samo ću čekati Krišnu.
But they have the opulences of Krishna, so they're excited when they're together, and then when Krishna comes, it's even more explosive.
Jer svi oni posjeduju određena Krišnina obilja i stoga su vrlo radosni kad su jedni s drugima, što se još više pojačava gotovo do nekog iskustva eksplozivnosti kad se Krišna pojavi među njima.
Just like sometimes the devotee, the neophyte devotee, is just only trying to serve guru or the sannyasi.
Ponekad bhakte početnici pokušavaju služiti samo gurua ili sannyasija.
When the guru comes, he's so humble, so eager to do service. Other times, oh no, no time, Babu, don't ask me, don't bother me.
kada mu dođe guru, odmah je vrlo ponizan i žarko želi raditi neku službu, dok inače uopće ne žele da ga se s tim zamara.
He'll practically kick someone, push someone out the way, knock someone over. No, he doesn't care. But he's just thinking, oh, guru, oh, yes.
Uopće ne mari ako nekoga usput udari, pomakne ili zanemari. Bitno samo što je to guru.
Because this is what is called kanishta consciousness.
To nazivamo svjesnošću kanište.
It's like sometimes people are very respectful toward the deity, but they have no time for anybody else, no interest.
Kao, na primjer, ponekad su bakte puni poštovanja prema božanstvima, ali nemaju vremena ni za koga drugoga.
So, understand this important point. When we just try to serve Krishna directly, that's called sahajiya consciousness.
Ovdje je važno da razumijete jednu bitnu poantu, a to je da je zapravo da razvijete svjesnost sahajije ukoliko pokušavate služiti samo Krishnu.
But we serve Krishna through the spiritual master.
A Krishnu služimo kroz duhovnog učitelja.
But we can only serve the spiritual master properly through proper service of sadhu.
Međutim, duhovnog učitelja možemo pravilno služiti jedino služenjem sadhua.
Everything goes back to day-to-day association.
A sve se svodi na svakodnevno druženje.
That means if in your day-to-day association you're not serving nicely, then your service to guru is just sentimentalism.
To znači da ukoliko ne služite pravilno u vašim svakodnevnim ophođenjima prema drugim osobama, također ne služite pravilno svog gurua.
So by good service of sadhu, then you have genuine love and service of guru.
Pravilnim služenjem sadhua razvit ćete istinsku ljubav za svog gurua.
And by good and genuine service of guru, then you have genuine love and service of Krishna.
A dobrim i pravilnim služenjem gurua razvit ćete istinsku ljubav za Krishnu.
So this is how important community and association is. Because by healthy on one-on-one day-to-day association, then we have good association of guru and healthy and good association of Krishna.
I iz toga su zajednice toliko važne, jer ukoliko se lijepo obhodimo jedni prema drugima i doradimo na svakodnevnoj bazi, moći ćemo pravilno služiti svog guru i razviti pravi odnos sa Krishnom.
It doesn't matter how much you know, how long you've been a devotee, if you are not associating day to day in a healthy way, you are a neophyte and a nonsense.
Nije bitno koliko ste dugo ovdje, niti koliko znate. Ukoliko, jer ako se ne družite svakodnevno pravilno, vi ste tek početnik.
You may be a devotee for 10 years, 15, 20, 30 years. You may know so many things. But if you cannot associate in a loving way with sadhus, then it means it's very neophyte consciousness.
Možete biti bhakta 10, 15 ili 30 godina, međutim, ako se ne znate sa puno ljubavi i pravilno obhoditi prema sadhvima, onda ste i samo početnik.
The barometer of our consciousness is what is happening when we are associating with each other.
Pokazatelj naše svjesnosti jesu zbivanja koja se događaju kada se družimo sa drugim osobama.
Peer association is very, very important because that's where the real test takes place.
Jako je bitno družiti se sa sebi ravnima, jer u takvom druženju nalazimo na prava iskušenja.
Just like the teacher writes something on the board and the teacher is in the classroom, but the real lesson happens when the teacher leaves the room.
To je slično učitelju koji daje neku lekciju i piše po ploči, međutim prava lekcija će biti kada učitelj izađe iz učionice.
Some students are very good students as long as the teacher is in the room. But when the teacher goes out, they're cheating, they're laughing, they're throwing things. This is not a good student, huh?
Neki su učenici jako dobri sve dok su njihovi profesori u učionici. Međutim, čim profesor izađe, oni se počnu smijati, varati, raditi druge gluposti. Takav učenik očito nije dobar.
So a lesson is given. Now the real question is how much did we hear it, use it, and apply it.
Možemo čuti neko predavanje, međutim tek ćemo naknadno otkriti koliko smo je dobro čuli, usvojili i primijenili.
So we apply it to sadhu sangha.
A sve to primjenjujemo u sadhu sangi.
We apply it peer association.
To primjenjujemo družeći se sa sebi ravnima.
So one last thing. So to have a healthy community, we must have open and genuine communication.
Znači, posljednja stvar koju ću da spomenuti jeste da je za zdravu zajednicu jako, odnosno nužno potrebno dobra komunikacija.
People must be able to really to speak and reveal themselves.
Ljudi moraju biti u stanju povjeravati se drugima.
If we are living together and we're not really genuinely communicating, we cannot express to some people what we really feel, then it's pseudo community.
Ukoliko živimo s nekim kojome ne možemo povjeriti kako se doista osjećamo, tako će zajednica biti pseudo zajednica.
See, most communities are actually pseudo communities.
I većina zajednica zapravo su lažne zajednice.
Because people come together, but they do not really reveal their minds.
Jer se ljudi često okupljaju, međutim rijetko otkrivaju šta im je na umu.
People come together, but they're utilitarian. They're just trying to see what they can get out of the situation rather than what they can put in and share.
Jer ljudi uglavnom žele iskoristiti neku situaciju i uglavnom tragaju za onim što mogu iz neke situacije dobiti umjesto što mogu uložiti.
That means people come into a community, but they're not really honoring community. They're just seeing everything in terms of what they can lord over, use, what they can experience.
To znači da ljudi vrlo često pri ulasku u zajednicu ne gledaju na koji način mogu doprinijeti, već na koji način mogu nečim zavladati ili se istaknuti.
So very important in genuine community is open and honest communication.
Prava i istinska zajednica znači da imamo otvorenu komunikaciju.
There's too much secrecy. It's not genuine community, it's the pseudo community.
Ukoliko smo previše tajnoviti, takva zajednica nije prava, već je lažna pseudo zajednica.
There is too much impersonalism, pseudo community.
Ako u takvoj zajednici postoji previše impersonalizma, ona je također pseudo zajednica.
If there is too much diversity, pseudo community.
Pokazatelj takve zajednice također je previše različitosti.
Too much diversity is anarchy.
Ako postoji previše različitih mišljenja, doći će do anarhije.
But if there is unity without diversity, then it is just artificial and it's just conformity, conformity, conformity.
Međutim, ukoliko samo postoji neko zajedništvo bez ikakvih razlika, to će onda samo biti konformizam.
Everybody's doing the same thing, thinking the same way. It's like clones and it's a cult, it's not a community.
Ukoliko svi misle na isti način, oni će se samo ponašati poput klonova i to neće biti iskreno.
When you see a community, everybody's looking and acting exact same way, it's not real community.
Ako vidite neku zajednicu u kojoj svi postupaju na potpuno jednak način, to nije prava zajednica.
Because people are always different, have different needs, desires, perceptions, etc.
Jer su ljudi uvijek različiti, imaju različita mišljenja, percepciju i tako dalje.
So you see both extremes is dangerous.
Kao što vidite, oba su ekstrema jako opasna.
Anarchy, where everybody does whatever they want, everything is diverse, is just a revolution, it's a riot.
S jedne strane imamo anarhiju koju svako misli na svoj način, te se na taj način stvara pobuna.
If everyone is doing the same thing, then it means repression, and it means it's just a cult because it's not genuine, it's not real.
A ukoliko svi rade isto, onda je stvar onda dolazi do represije, to je samo jedan kult.
In the spiritual world, there are so many differences. Every ras is different.
U duhovnom svijetu postoje toliko raznolikosti, svaka je rasa drugačija.
And even within the same ras, there are so many differences.
Čak i u istoj rasi postoje toliko različitih stvari.
Like in Vatsalya, Sparento, there's the older gopis, there's some who are younger, some who are older, some who are more caretakers. So many differences, even within the same rasa.
čak na primjer ako uzmemo primjer Vatsalya rase, uvijek postoje gopije koje su starije i one koje su mlađe. Čak i unutar te jedne rase postoje toliko različitosti.
Anyway, we'll be talking so many things during the next couple of days.
Govorit ćemo o mnogim tim stvarima u idućih nekoliko dana.
But we want now to form in our groups. And so the question, what you do now, we'll have 10 different groups. We'll try to arrange in different places within the tent.
Sada ćemo pokušati napraviti 10 različitih grupa na par mjesta u šatoru.
You remember your number, and those who don't have a number, then just try to join one of the groups, but we don't want any group to be to too many devotees.
Nadam se da su svi zapamtili svoje brojeve, a one koji ih nemaju, molimo da se pridruže nekoj od ovih grupa, ali volio bih da ni u jednoj grupi ne bude previše bhakta.
So you're only going to have about 8 minutes or so, at the most 10 minutes to be able to discuss.
Imate najviše 8 do 10 minuta za raspravu.
So your topic is that you discuss in your different group what you feel are some of the problems that your particular community is confronted with.
Tema rasprave jesu problemi koje smatrate za koje smatrate da se trenutno suočava vaša zajednica.
We want one person in that group to write down, summarize some of the points.
I želimo da jedna osoba u vašoj grupi zapiše i ukratko izloži te ideje.
Then when we come back together, we're going to share very briefly some of the things that were brought up in general.
Kada se ponovo okupimo, onda ćemo podijeliti ideje koje su tako pojedinačno nastale.
We're going to constantly break off into groups on small topics, so again, remember your number.
I grupe će se izlagati po brojevima, i stoga molim vas da ih zapamtite.
We want to create more and more genuine community by honest, healthy, open communication.
Želimo stvoriti nekoliko pravih zajednica dobrom, iskrenom i otvorenom komunikacijom.
We want to benefit so much from each other's association. We all have the ability to help each other.
I želimo imati dobrobiti od ovakvog druženja i da svi se dobro osjećaju.
We want to protect each other by proper association.
Želimo pomoći jedni drugima pravilnim druženjem.
And we want to treat each other with the understanding that each devotee belongs to Krishna.
I želimo se jedni prema drugima obhoditi sa razumijevanjem da je svaki bhakta pripada Krishni.
So we must relate with a higher love even than if the person was just belonging to us.
I trebamo pružiti osobi više ljubavi nego što bi pružili kad bi ona pripadala samo nama.
It's not just your son, your wife, your husband. It's not just your friend. It's actually Krishna's person, Krishna's property.
Jer ta osoba nije samo vaš sin, muž, žena ili prijatelj. Ta osoba pripada Krishni.
So in our day-to-day meditation, we should be thinking, Krishna's watching, is Krishna's property, am I treating this person the way that Krishna, the real owner, would be satisfied?
I stoga trebamo razmisliti o tome, da stalno se sjećati da je ta osoba Krishnino vlasništvo i uvijek imati na umu i sjećati se, to jest pitati se, da li se ponašamo prema osobi onako kako bi Krishna to želio, koji je pravi vlasnik.
Okay, what I would like, those who didn't get a number, you just wait and stay in the back, and as we arrange everyone else, then we'll arrange you a little later.
I molim sve one koji nisu dobili broj da ostanu u pozadini. Kada se svi okupe u grupe, onda ćemo raspodijeliti i vas.
Okay, all of those who are number one, raise your hand.
Molim vas, svi oni koji su broj jedan, da podignu ruke.
Okay, so we want all the number ones to come over in this corner here. The rest of you can move.
Sve osobe koje su broj jedan,
everybody who is number one, come to this
da
side.
Da se okupe ovdje.
Everyone who was number two, you can come over in this corner.
Svi brojevi dva neka stanu u drugi kut.
So remember, when you get in your group, you choose one person who's going to record and coordinate the discussion. Discussion is what problems in your community is outstanding.
I zapamtite da je potrebno pronaći jednu osobu koja će koordinirati vašom grupom. a zadatak na kojem radite jest da izdvojite jedan problem koji je najistaknutiji u vašoj zajednici.
All those who are number three, if you can go on this right here on this side.
Svi brojevi tri, molim vas da priđete na ovu stranu.
So three will be on the left side of Srila Prabhupada over here.
Broj
by the stand.
Molim vas, stanite na lijevu stranu od Srila Prabhupada.
Number all of those who were number four, you're on the right side of Srila Prabhupada.
Svi brojevi četiri, molim vas,
just get in a little circle.
Sa desne strane Srila Prabhupada.
Number those who are number five, in the corner here. You can just be in this the corner here on the left. Okay?
Sve osobe broj 5 neka stanu iza u kut.
Number those who are number 6, you can be in the middle here.
Broj 6 neka se okupi u sredini.
Circle right there in the middle. Number 6. Number 7 in the corner over there by the speaker, a little closer to the speaker.
Brojevi 7 neka odu u kut kraj zvučnika.
Those who are number 8, you can be right in here in the circle.
Broj 8 mogu se ovdje kupiti u krugu.
All who are 8, let's get a little circle there. And try, once you're in your group, just sit down and form a little circle. So
molim
now
vas,
we have 9s.
Broj 9.
Let's see. Okay, those who are number 9, you can try here.
Broj 9 neka se kupe ovdje u sredini.
See how close we are. Right there. Okay, number 10, you can sit yourself in the circle right there in the center.
Broj 10 neka se svi brojevi 10 neka sjednu u sredinu šatora.
Okay, now the devotees who didn't get a number, raise your hand.
Molim se bakte koji nisu dobili broj, neka podignu ruke.
Okay, so the first two, you come over here in this group. Yes, the two of you.
Prva dvojica,
join this group.
U ovu skupinu.
Mother, if you join this group over there. The two of you also, just stay in that group over there. Mother in the blue, sorry. You can join the group. It's far on this side over here. Okay. Just join this group here. Okay. Also, this group. The two brahmacharis, can you come here? Join over here. Now, you remember what's the number of the group because the rest of the time you'll stay in the same group.
Molim vas da zapamtite broj grupe koje ste dodijeljeni. Jer ćete se kasnije onda vratiti.
Mothers, you join this group? This one? Also, in the blue, sorry, this group here? Yes, in short, that group over there. Anyone else who's not in a group?
Ima li još netko ko nije u grupi?
Yourselves? Okay, why don't the two of you, if you join here? The group is getting large, huh? Just give me one more minute. Okay. We need a little more space. Why don't the three of you come? In the center here. But I want you too close because so you will be able to hear each other.
Molim vas, nemojte sjediti previše blizu tako da ne možete čuti što se govori u drugoj grupi.
Anyone else who's not in a group?
Ima li još netko ko nije u grupi?
Okay, they can take a few more here. Mothers, the two of you? It's got a lot of space. This one? Anyone else? Yourselves? The two? This group here? Okay. This group is that's okay. Okay. Why don't you... right behind you. Okay, is still anyone is left? All right. The two mothers? Join here? Who's left? Okay. Two of you? This group here. Okay. And you guys can move up a little bit if you want, if you don't want to. Okay, so you have 10 minutes. First, choose someone who's going to write, who's going to coordinate the discussion, and they'll be writing. Anyone need pencil and paper? Each group should have some pencil and paper. You have some paper over here? Somebody has something to write? Good. Everybody has. All right, so you choose someone. Anyone needs pen? As long as you have one person who has pen. Okay, so for 10 minutes, you'll share some of the main problems you find in your particular community. And then we write those down, whoever's going to write down. So try to talk amongst yourself, so you don't talk too loud so that you will bother the next group.
U redu, sad imate znači 10 minuta da razgovarate o tom problemu na koji nalazite u svojoj zajednici i molim vas samo da ne govorite previše glasno kako ne biste smetali drugim grupama.
Now, we're going to have short reports from each of those who did the writing.
Molim vas, ako se možete sada se okrenuti ovamo, i molio bih vas samo da zapamtite u kojoj se grupi nalazite i na kojem mjestu, jer svaki put kada se budemo dijelili u grupe, trebate doći u istu grupu. Sada ćemo imati kratke izvještaje osoba koje su vodile zapisnik.
Now, you just try to keep in your mind, file it away, some of the things that you hear that's being reported by each person.
Molim vas da negdje u svom umu pohranite podatke o tome, o svim problemima koje iznose ove druge osobe.
So the next few days as we discuss community, that we try to see how to solve some of these problems.
Sljedećih par dana dok budemo govorili o zajednicama, pokušat ćemo otkriti kako da riješimo te probleme.
Now we'll find that many of the problems that you mentioned are similar in different communities.
I vjerojatno ćete vidjeti kako su u različitim zajednicama problemi s kojima se suočavate slični.
Okay, now we're going to call each of the 10 persons who wrote down. If you just tell us the 3 or 4 main things that came up in your particular group.
Molim, znači sad sve zapisnike da kažu 3 ili 4 glavna problema koja su se javilo u vašim skupinama.
Okay. So number one. Which was number one? Group one.
Koji je broj jedan?
Okay. So you give her the mic.
So we mention a few of the main points that we find like certain problems in our society. In first case, I can categorize it like fear of to be under the social repression and fear of others who are involving in our personal life.
Znači prvi strah sa kojim se zapravo možeš ti prevoditi odmah sve.
Dobro, dakle ima neke od najvažnijih točaka možemo svrstati prva točka može ići otprilike ovako. Znači da postoji svojevrstan strah od osuđivanja, također strah od socijalne represije i strah od uplitanja u osobne živote bakta. Sad, možda mogu ili malo proširiti ovu temu ili možda mogu još spomenuti par drugih stvari. Should I say something?
Mm-hmm. Now she's just asking whether she should elaborate on the first one or just go to the next ones.
Okay, so a few of the others are like we are not enough enthusiastic, and if we have some energy, we don't know how to do some service, and is it okay, and what kind of service, and is anybody doing some service and like this. Znači isto tako problem služenja, znači da li se trebamo preispitivati da bi pronašli adekvatnu službu i da li je uopće potrebno raditi službu, da li uopće netko i radi ovdje službu i tako dalje, tako dalje. Znači problem služba i entuzijazma također. And then, like third point, maybe we can mention like something like we are quite everybody is living world on his own. Like we don't have enough cooperating spirit, and maybe because of this, we find each other a little bit lonely and not inspired, and like this. And then we, of course, just walk away from spiritual life. I kao treća točka možemo spomenuti nedostatak kooperacije. Isto tako to prati naravno i onaj osjećaj osamljenosti. Ne možemo pronaći svoje mjesto pod suncem u bhakti jogi, što naravno rezultira odlaskom.
So that was group one. Those were three of the highlights that were discussed in their circle.
Znači, to su bile tri glavne točke o kojima se raspravljalo u prvoj grupi.
Now, file these away because some of these are the same that in your own group or also in your own community.
Molim vas zapamtite, ako možete zapamtite ih jer će se možda pojaviti i u vašoj grupi.
And what we are working with these next few days is to try to see how to minimize some of these issues that's being discussed.
Sljedećih dana pokušat ćemo otkriti na koji način možemo čim više smanjiti ove probleme koji se javljaju.
Okay, group number two.
Grupa broj dva.
Prvi problem u našoj grupi je kako realizirati teme o kojima stalno raspravljamo.
First problem that we faced in our group is how to realize the topics that we are constantly discussing.
Na primjer, na mogućnost prave edukacije.
For example, the proper education problem.
Drugi problem je problem razvoda brakova u ISKON.
Second problem is the divorce rate in ISKON.
Treći problem, blaćenje ishona od onih članova koji su napustili ishon.
And the third problem is minimizing or the significance of ishon by those devotees who left or and also offending the movement.
Zatim, nemogućnost ispoljavanja vlastite prirode unutar ishona, na primjer, zanimanja.
The fourth zanimanja. Problem, the... that the people that devotees find it sometimes impossible to express their own natures in ISKCON.
To bilo sve.
Daj, sir Prabhupada ki. So keep in mind, we're not writing on the board, but try to keep in mind things that's being discussed.
Nećemo se zapisati na ploču, ali molim vas držite se to na umu. Grupa broj 3.
Prvo je površni odnosi. Nema pravog prijateljstva dubokog.
The first problem is very shallow relationships and no true friendships.
Nema dovoljno ljubavi i pažnje za bolesne ili sve one druge kojima to treba.
And lack of attention and care for the sick and needy.
I veliki raskorak između savršene teorije i prakse.
And a very great gap between theory and practice.
You'll notice what's in one group is pretty much in some other groups, but it comes out in different ways.
Možete primijetiti da se problemi iz jedne grupe ponavljaju u drugima, ali na različite načine.
We're all more similar than we realize sometimes.
Često smo slični nego što nam se to na prvi pogled čini.
Group number four.
Ovo je četvrta grupa.
We have four lacks in our group. First lack is a lack of respect for individual needs. Imamo četiri nedostatke. Jedan nedostatak je poštovanje za individualne potrebe, znači za osobne potrebe bhakta. To se dovoljno ne poštuje. I tu isto treba spomenuti da se neke službe previše naglašavaju u odnosu na druge. Znači daje se nekim službama previše značaja. Second, lack of open communication, znači nedostaje otvorena zdrava komunikacija između bhakta. Third is confusion about conflict resolution. Ima problema u rješavanju konfliktnih situacija, znači nesporazume između bhakta. Mnogi bhakti ne znaju kome se treba obratiti kad nastane neki problem. Posebno mataji imaju izgleda veliki problem kod toga. Ne znaju koje osobe se obratiti ili kako riješiti neki sukob sa bhaktama.
Srila Prabhupada ki. So, group 5.
Grupa broj 5.
E, preći ću na srpskom. Ovako, prvo je razočarenje.
First thing is disappointment.
Pošto su mnogi bhakte pokušali svoje živote nekako da 100% posvete guru, i onda, mislim, prvo im je u životu bila misija, i pa onda sve ostalo. I onda kad su se razne dešavanje izdešavali, iskreno kad su neki guruji, ne znam kako to da nazovem, da ne napravim uvredu, ali kad su se stvari izdešavale, onda su se one stili veoma povređenim i razočarenim, tako da su se, što je s jedne strane prirodno, okrenuli više ka svom privatnom životu, ali s druge strane misija je zanemarena, tako da mislim da to prvo razočarenje.
This disappointment, they said that many devotees tried to give 100% of their lives to the mission and to their gurus, and then when for some reason or the other these gurus or other senior devotees left, then they were very disappointed and they turned more to their own lives.
And they don't think so much about mission. I mean it's one way, it's natural, but yeah. Druga tačka, da se ne osjeća ili se nije osjeća i ne osjeća se briga starijih bhakta u odnosu na mlađe, znači nedostatak treninga i uopšte brige.
Second point is that that they feel there is a lack of attention from elder devotees to the younger, then lack of training and care and attention.
Onda pod broj 3, slaba organizacija, što naravno dolazi sa vrha. Znači ako lideri nisu naš onda je problem, pošto mi smo ljudi uglavnom onako, znaš, samo da poslušamo, a treba neko da nas vodi, znaš, onda kad je lider dobar, onda sve to mnogo lakše funkcioniše.
She said then the third thing was not very good organization. She said, but because many of us here are really just, they need someone that they can listen to and follow, and they feel that this organization that is supposed to be coming from the top is not really functioning.
And četvrta tačka je ekonomski momenat.
And the fourth thing is economic development.
Zato što nažalost za duhovni život isto treba dosta para. Tako da mislim, što je normalno, jer mislim, znači poenta je nedostatak inspiracije, zato što za inspiraciju potrebno je da pozovemo gurue, da odemo u Indiju, da dođemo na festival kao što je ovaj, ali pošto je ekonomski momenat u nekim zemljama, kao što je na primjer moja Srbija, jako nezgodan, onda je to onako problem.
Said, unfortunately, for spiritual life, money is also required, and in some countries, for example, like Serbia, this is a very great difficulty for devotees.
So, to je to. Hvala najlepše.
Arriva.
As we said, we're trying to have genuine community, so it means honest, open communication.
Kao što smo rekli, želimo napraviti istinske zajednice, što znači da nam komunikacija mora biti zdrava I otvorena.
If we keep forth this model of respiritualization, and we also remind ourselves that we are a spiritual family.
Ukoliko želimo slijediti ovaj model ponovnog produhovljenja, također trebamo imati na umu da smo mi jedna duhovna obitelj.
Many of our problems, we can get a clear idea how to deal with them as we remember that we are a family.
Možemo riješiti mnoge probleme ukoliko se sjetimo da smo svi obitelj.
A family definitely has problems, but the idea is how to try to solve it for the benefit of all of the family members.
Sve obitelji prije ili kasnije imaju neke probleme, međutim potrebno je pronaći način na koji se oni mogu riješiti kako bi od takvih rješenja dobrobit imali svi njeni članovi.
A healthy family doesn't go into denial or does it overreact. It tries to analyze to see how to improve.
Zdravo obitelj neće poricati probleme, niti će ih previše naglašavati. Ona će ih analizirati kako bi ih mogla riješiti.
Pseudo community people are together physically, but they're not genuinely together because they're not really revealing their hearts and their mind.
Ljudi koji se nalaze u nekim pseudo zajednicama zajedno su samo fizički, međutim nisu doista jedni sa drugima, ne surađuju kako bi riješili probleme.
Pseudo community people do not care deeply about each other, and so it's rather impersonal.
Ljudi iz takvih pseudo zajednica ne mare odveć jedni za druge I stoga su vrlo impersonalni.
So we go now to number 6.
Sada ćemo preći na grupu broj 6.
The scribe for group 6, please come forward. We have two? All right. That means it was so complex.
Ova grupa mora da je bila vrlo složena kad mora doći dvojica.
Hare Krishna svima. To ne znači što smo dvojica da ima puno problema. Ovako, mi smo probleme podijelili nekako na tri dijela. Zajednički problemi, problemi osoba koje žive u hramu I osoba koje žive van hrama u kongregaciji.
We divided the problems into three parts. The first is the problems that we all have like common problems. Then problems for the devotees living in the temples and those living in the congregation.
I mnoge poante su nastale nakon onih regularnih 10 minuta.
And we came to many of these points after the 10 minutes that we got.
Ja ću početi sa zadnjom koju sam dobio, to je jednog prabua, I koja mislim da je u stvari prva. A to je izgubljena poanta, što znači uspjeti u životu. Zaraditi novaca, biti bogat, biti zdrav, imati lijepu obitelj ili nešto drugo.
The first point came out actually last, and it is that we feel we have lost the point in our lives. Actually, what is the point of life? To be rich, healthy, or have a nice family, or what, or something else?
Zatim se javljaju problemi, osjećaj manje vrijednosti, ljude nose maske, I zbog toga dolazi do nezadovoljenih emocionalnih potreba svih nas.
Ne mogu to pohvatati.
Molim?
Nisi čula.
Aha, moram ponoviti malo glasnije. Javlja se među baktama osjećaj manje vrijednosti.
There is this feeling of low self-esteem.
Mnogi nose maske.
Many people just carry masks on their faces.
Dolazi do nezadovoljenja emocionalnih potreba pojedinaca unutar zajednice.
And within the community there are many individuals with unsolved emotional problems.
To su bili zajednički problemi. Ja ću sada reći još probleme koji su vezani za nas osobe koje živimo više van hrama.
And these are the common problems. Now I would like to state the problems of the people who live outside the temple.
Manje više mi imamo riješene egzistencijalne probleme jer radimo I tako dalje, ali to nam uzima mnogo vremena I imamo manje vremena za duhovni život I socijalni život za druženje.
Most of us have the existential problems solved. We all work, but the problem is that because of this work, we cannot give so much of our time to the mission, to socializing, etc.
Yes. I kao zajednica preveliki smo da nemamo organizirani društveni život, ali smo opet premali da bismo taj društveni život mogli uspješno među sobom organizirati. Znači društveni život, kazališne predstave i sve druge stvari koje osobe trebaju.
We feel
zato
that,
kaže kino.
That as a community we are too large not to have some kind of a social life, but again it seems that we are too small to develop something like this, that so that devotees can also have cultural happenings like theater and things like this.
Tako da je taj recimo socijalni aspekt puno bolje riješen za bhakte koje žive u hramu.
So this social aspect is much it's better in a way it is solved better for the devotees living in the temple.
No i oni imaju svojih problema koje će sada iznijeti bhakte Pavle budući da je on često u našem zagrebačkom templu.
Šalis. Dakle, kao što Maharaj rekao, kultura znači nešto što uključuje sva osjetila. A ISKCON je ipak više društvo nego baš da je zbilja skroz kultura, ono koja se raširila kroz cijeli svijet.
You said that the culture is something that engages all of our senses. Well, however, it seems that ISKCON is more like, still more like an organization than a culture which is spread throughout the world.
I onda neke matelji su se žalile da njihove emocionalne potrebe nisu zadovoljene.
Some matajis were complaining that their emotional needs were not seen to.
A i dalje ima želju da da ne idu van granica ISKCON-a.
But still they do not wish to leave ISKCON because of this.
I sad što se tiče samog života u hramu, bakte koje napuste sve i odu u hram, na primjer završe srednju školu ili osnovnu ili koju već, nakon 6-7 godina koliko goda su proveli u hramu, u biti ako odluče nastaviti živjeti van, u biti oni nastavljaju od kud su počeli.
And the problem is that devotees who come to surrender to the temple, they come maybe after high school, and after 6 or 7 years, it seems they just have to start again from the point at which they left.
I to im izgleda kao bitan i skroz nedirnut problem.
And this seems to them like a very big and unsolvable, and very big problem that is not solved.
I iz tog aspekta u biti njihovo društvo uopće ne nudi nikakvu sigurnost ni neku garanciju.
And from this aspect, this society does not give them any kind of help and inspiration.
I sličan problem je vezan uz osobe koje su bolesne ili starije. Teže se mogu situirati u hramu ili u, ako nisu situirane van.
And the similar problem goes also for the sick and the elder devotees who cannot situate themselves either outside or inside the temple.
I to je to u biti. Hare Krishna.
Srbo Bhaji!
Jai.
So, there was number 6 or number 7? 7?
Broj 7, grupa broj 7.
You see, you're putting up all the problems in the whole world.
Možete vidjeti da se ovdje izlažu problemi iz cijelog svijeta.
So now, if we can solve all those problems in 4 or 5 days, it'll be a miracle, huh?
Ako uspijemo riješiti te probleme za 4-5 dana, to će biti pravo čudo.
Okay, we are group number 7. We are right back there. And we have one major conclusion, and that is that all problems come from a lack of Krishna consciousness. That is the base for everything. So, to be a little bit more specific, first problem is that devotees don't give value to service of other devotees, but just to their own. Okay. Prvi glavni problem je znači nedostatak svjesnosti Krišne, to je izvor svih problema. A da budemo malo specifičniji, kada bhakte premalo vrednuju tuđu službu, a svoju vrednuju previše, to je bio prvi problem koji smo spomenuli. Then the next problem is accepting persons as they are. That means that everybody has some good and some bad qualities, and we should accept them as they are if they try to improve themselves. Drugi problem je, znači trebamo prihvaćati druge osobe. Svaki bhakta ima neke dobre i neke loše osobine i trebali bi ga prihvatiti takav kakav je, s time da se on trudi postupno napredovati. Znači niko nije savršen od početka. Then the next is devotees should perform some spiritual activities together. Sometimes it seems that everybody is living in his own world. Još jedan problem je da bi bhakte više trebali vršiti zajedničke duhovne aktivnosti. Ponekad se čini kao da svako živi u svom svijetu. And the last problem that we discussed a little bit in more details is that devotees are immature. They are not mature, that is problem. So, immature. So, the solution for that is we have three steps. First is reading more shastras, from which we can realize the spiritual knowledge. The second is that we should understand the needs of other devotees, or at least we should try to think about needs of others, or we should try to start to think at all. And the third problem is growing up. That means physical, emotional, and intellectual. And to grow up, the time is not enough. This requires active work. And the last one is Vaishnava Seva, of course, from which we can get the realizations. Zadnji problem je nezrelost. Da bi se on riješio, potrebno je prije svega više čitati šastre. Onda drugi korak je shvatiti potrebe drugih, ili barem početi razmišljati o potrebama drugih, ili barem početi razmišljati uopće. Treći korak je odrasti, što zahtjeva aktivan rad. Znači, da bi se odraslo fizički, emocionalno i duhovno, nije dovoljno samo da prolazi vrijeme, nego trebamo raditi na tome. I četvrta stvar je Vaishnava Seva, iz kojeg dobivamo realizacije.
Srila Prabhupada ki. So we have what, just two more? Is it group number 9 or is it 8? 8.
Grupa broj 8.
We have found out a few simple points. There is a lack of identification to the community, that we are also a part of community and could maybe also change something. So nobody really wants to take any responsibility. There is a lack of personal care. Mainly impersonal dealings are...
Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, I completely forgot about you. Yeah, sorry. This was the first point, lack of identification.
Znači, prvi problem na koji smo naišli jest problem da se bhakte ne mogu poistovjetiti sa zajednicom u kojoj se nalaze i stoga ne mogu prihvatiti odgovornosti.
Second was the lack of personal care, and many devotees restrain themselves from intense association, go back to their families and have mainly material surroundings.
Drugi problem je nedostatak osobne brige, zbog koje se mnoge bhakte udaljavaju, vraćaju se svojim obiteljima i uglavnom žive u materijalnom okruženju.
And the last was a lack of open communication, which is very needed because there are so many different interests.
Posljednji problem je problem otvorene komunikacije, koja je nužno potrebna jer postoje različiti interesi.
Prabhupada ki. So, number 9.
Grupa broj 9.
So, in our group, we discussed a few things, and we divided in 3 sub-branches.
Znači, govorili smo o različitim stvarima i podijelili te probleme u nekoliko ogranaka.
So the first group is think more respect to our realization and to for ourself.
Prva skupina čini osobne probleme.
So there is lack of enthusiasm.
Postoji nedostatak entuzijazma.
We are not ready to accept differences.
Nismo spremni prihvaćati razlike.
And there is envy between devotees.
I među bhaktama postoji zavist.
For this reason we are not able to
raise our consciousness. Zbog toga ne možemo uzdizati svoju svjesnost.
Then we have seen the other group is there is a lack of open communications.
Zatim kao i drugim grupama primijetili smo da postoje nedostatak pravilne komunikacije međusobno kao i sa drugim religijskim vjerskim zajednicama.
Yes. Then there is the other group it's about the leaders of our society.
Zatim još jedna skupina su vođe u našem društvu.
So we have seen there is some totalitarianism.
U prošlosti smo mogli vidjeti primjere totalitarizma.
There is perpetration of bad habits. We continue to
I zatim neke loše navike koje su oni održavali.
We are not following seriously Srila Prabhupada's instructions.
Potom nepravilno slijeđenje Srila Prabhupada.
And there is a lack of support for from elderly.
I nedostatak podrške od starih bhakta.
And as the, I think the seventh group said, we expect the others to be self-realized.
I isto što smo čuli od jedne druge grupe da očekujemo od drugih da budu samospoznati.
While we are not self-realized.
Dok mi sami to nismo.
That was 9? Okay, so 10. Now, notice what we're doing. This is like taking inventory.
Ovo je kao da radimo inventar.
It's like in a business, you can't really prosper if you don't take inventory.
Ni u jednom poslu ne možete napredovati ukoliko povremeno napravite inventuru.
Like sometimes there's some sickness.
Ili ako ste kada bolesni.
And so to bring yourself to become healthy is to look at what the sickness is.
Da biste ozdravili, prvo morate vidjeti od čega bolujete.
Almost 50% of any problem is solved just by recognizing it. Almost 50% of a problem is already solved just by being able to recognize it.
Možemo riješiti gotovo 50% problema samo tako što otkrijemo koji je naš problem.
Just like if you're sick, but if you don't know what is the cause, it's hard to know what to do.
Na primjer, ako ste bolesni, ali ne znate što je uzrokovalo bolest, nećete znati ništa da poduzmete.
But once there's evaluation, you have symptoms, you know what the problem is, now you can start working on the cure.
Međutim, kada ste napravili analizu i otkrili koji su uzročnici bolesti, znaćete kako je se izliječiti.
So important in developing a stronger community is to have this exchange of communication.
I za razvoj, stoga je za razvoj zajednice vrlo bitna ovakva otvorena komunikacija.
And so it's not just a matter of being cynical or criticizing, but it should be how we individually and collectively can improve.
Stvar nije u tome da budemo cinični ili kritični, već da vidimo na koji se način svi možemo poboljšati.
Hare Krishna. Grupa 10 je iznijela probleme prakticiranja duhovnog života koji utječu na nas, a pritom još uvijek moramo živjeti u društvu koje baš nije svjesno Krišna.
The first problem of the group number 10 is that we have to somehow advance and practice Krishna consciousness in an environment which is not so helpful to, for this.
Prvi problem je, previše smo okupirani sa samim sobom, što znači da smo impersonalni prema društvu u kojem živimo.
Second is that we are too preoccupied with ourselves and are therefore not so much concerned for the society in which we live.
This was first one.
Oh, pardon.
Second one. Nedovoljni broj kvalificiranih brahmana i lidera koji su potrebni za vođenje širenja ovog pokreta.
Excuse me, this is all the first thing, the first problem, and the second one is the lack of brahmanas and leaders who are capable of leading us and helping us.
Treće, zbog nedostatka spiritualne snage, vanjski svijet ima veliki utjecaj na nas, tako da i sami padnemo u zamku čulnog uživanja.
And the third is that because we are not so spiritually strong, the outer world has very very strong affection, very strong influence on us, and therefore we are very prone to sensual gratification.
I četvrto, izraženo nepovjerenje među paktama općenito i pomankanje vjere do Boga Krišna općenito kod nas i između ljudi u kojem živimo.
And,
izraženo nepovjerenje i pomankanje vjere do Boga Krišna općenito kod nas i kod ljudi gdje živimo ateistično.
And the fourth problem is that we do not have faith in each other and we also don't have faith in Krishna as God.
That's all.
Viskan Fonda Shri Prabhupada Ki. So see how in just 8 minutes all of these ideas that you came up with?
Pogledajte kolike sve ideje smo iznijeli u samo tih 8 minuta.
Of course, these are things that you're thinking about practically every day, so it's on the mind.
To su stvari o kojima ste sigurno razmišljali svakodnevno, pa su vam one već na umu.
But we wanted to start off with this kind of exchange, so as we talk about things the next couple of days, we can be able to look at these, some of these issues a little closer.
Želio sam započeti sa ovakvom vrstom razmjene, tako da tijekom ovih nekoliko sljedećih dana možemo nastaviti govoriti o tim problemima.
So just a 2 minute summary, and then we have to close. Tomorrow we'll start on time. At 10:30, and we go from 10:30 to 12. Today we had a little extra time. We took advantage of it.
Sada ću samo ukratko sažeti sve čemu smo danas govorili. Sutra ćemo početi na vrijeme, znači u 10:30, i seminar će trajati do podne.
So we started off this morning by just trying to define a little bit what is this institution that we're all a part of.
Počeli smo time što smo govorili što je znači zapravo ova institucija.
And so you all shared your different understandings about what our society is.
I svi ste podijelili svoja različita razmišljanja o tome šta ova ustanova znači za vas.
And all of those were positive and interesting. And we also brought up an additional one by emphasizing how Prabhupada said that this is a cultural movement for re-spiritualizing the entire planet.
I sva ta vaša pozitivna promišljenja još smo obogatili govoreći o pravopadojnoj definiciji kulture koja je namijenjena produhovljenju društva.
It means we have an awesome responsibility of being able to work with our own community in a strong way and then to influence the world.
To znači da imamo ogromnu dužnost brige za, za vlastitu zajednicu, a potom utjecanja na cijeli svijet.
But if it's not working sufficiently within ourselves, then how are we going to affect the rest of the world?
No, ako ovo ne funkcionira za nas osobno, kako ćemo moći napraviti takav utjecaj?
Therefore we need to look a little closer how to make the science work.
Stoga moramo pažljivije razmisliti o tome kako ova znanost može djelovati.
We explain how there is pseudo community and there is genuine community.
Objasnili smo što znači pseudo zajednica, a što su stvarne zajednice.
Genuine community means honest, open communication, cooperation, and it means good sadhu sangha, communion. We do things together.
Prave zajednice znači da imamo dobru otvorenu komunikaciju i pravilnu sadhu sangu, odnosno razmjenu među baktama.
It's extremely important because what we do, especially in our peer association, determines our consciousness.
Vrlo je bitno što radimo, jer način na koji se obhodimo prema sebi ravnima određivaće našu svijest.
It's by proper association with sadhu that we have healthy relationship with guru, healthy relationship with Krishna.
Pravilnim druženjem sa sadhujima razvit ćemo pravilan odnos sa gurom, a time i pravilan odnos sa Krishnom.
It starts and it ends with sadhu.
Sve počinje i završava na sadhujima.
We do not have good sadhu relationship. Our relationship with guru is sentimental.
Ukoliko nemamo pravilne odnose sa sadhujima, naš odnos sa duhovnim učiteljem je sentimentalan.
And without that, our relationship with Krishna is also sentimental and sahajya.
A stoga je i naš odnos sa Krishnom sentimentalan, to jest odnos sahajya.
So just like when you're practicing a sport, you're practicing see, music according to the good practice. Then you perform nicely.
Isto tako, ukoliko se bavite nekim sportom ili glazbom, moći ćete to pravilno obavljati i jedino ukoliko vježbate.
So we are to look at each other, understanding that each person is Krishna's property.
I stoga trebamo se obhoditi međusobno s razumijevanjem da je svatko Krishnino vlasništvo.
Our wife, our children, our husband, our physical things. We see that it all belongs to Krishna.
Trebamo vidjeti da sve pripada Krishni, naš muž, žena, djeca ili fizički predmeti.
So we must take care of them better than if it was just belonging to ourselves.
I stoga se zato trebamo brinuti bolje nego da pripadaju nama osobno.
Remind ourselves that Krishna is watching.
Trebamo se podsjećati da nas Krishna gleda.
So we mentioned how Bhaktivinoda has given us these four principles that guarantees success of the individual and success of the community also.
Spomenuli smo ova četiri načela o kojima je Bhaktivinoda Thakur govorio i prakticiranjem kojih nam je zajamčen uspjeh kako pojedinca, tako i zajednice.
Proper care of the body, so we don't have to worry about the body so much.
To su, znači, pravilna briga za tijelo, kako ne bismo morali odviše misliti na njega.
Proper stimulation for the mind.
Zatim pravilno stimuliranje uma.
Need for social well-being.
Zatim potreba za društveno dobro stanje.
And then we study the shastra to know how to bring all this together.
A potom je tu i studiranje šastra kako bismo sve to mogli objediniti.
Notice how many of the issues we brought up as problems fit in these different categories.
Primjećujete li na koji način problem, na koji način svi ti problemi koji ste iznijeli spadaju pod jednu od ove, od ovih kategorija?
We are addressing these categories better, then we eliminate many of the problems.
Kad bismo bolje se bavili ovim kategorijama, mogli bismo umanjiti veliki broj tih problema.
We mentioned how our community is a community by plan or by design.
Spomenuli smo da je naša zajednica planska, odnosno promišljena.
Next few days we'll be discussing things from Rupa Goswami, explaining what that design is.
I tokom sljedećih nekoliko dana spomenut ćemo što Rupa Goswami rekao o tom planu.
So tomorrow we'll look a little closer at some of the things being brought up by some of the Gurukula kids around the world.
Sutra ćemo govoriti o stvarima koje su istaknula djeca iz Gurukule.
Things they feel could make the society better.
Koje stvari oni smatraju da bi pomogle boljem razvitku društva.
We'll look at some international surveys highlighting certain points.
Pogledat ćemo također neke od međunarodnih istraživanja koje govori o ovim temama.
And we'll do a few short interactive things, but very brief.
I imat ćemo nekoliko vrlo kratkih interaktivnih trenutaka.
I want to give you a homework assignment.
Želio bih vam dati domaću zadaću.
This will speed things up a little faster for tomorrow's session.
Ovo će nam ponešto ubrzati sutrašnji seminar.
See, Krishna is in everyone's heart. So when devotees relate, interact, we really have a chance to purify each other.
Krishna je u svačem srcu i stoga se doista možemo pročistiti kada međusobno komuniciramo.
We're often associating together in different projects or sometimes for years and years.
Često se družimo, bilo na nekim projektima, a katkad to traje mnoge godine.
So we know each other's strengths as well as our weak points.
I stoga znamo jedni drugima kako jake, tako i slabe točke.
Now I like everyone, as many as possible, sometime during today, before you come back tomorrow, I want you to finish this assignment.
I stoga bih vam želio zadati zadatak koji trebate napraviti tijekom današnjeg ili sutrašnjeg dana, ali u svakom slučaju prije nego što dođete na seminar.
There's two questions I want you to ask someone.
Molim vas, postavite nekome ova dva pitanja.
Some devotee who knows you quite well, I want you to ask them these two questions.
Želim da postavite ova dva pitanja nekom bhakti koji se jako dobro poznaje.
First question you ask is there something that you do that bothers them?
Prvo pitanje koje trebate postaviti, da li postoji nešto što ja radim, a što te uznemiruje?
Now make sure it's someone who's been knowing you for some time.
I neka to bude osoba koja vas već duže vrijeme poznaje.
And when they reply, you just write it down.
I kad vam ta osoba odgovori, zapišite to.
Don't defend, don't speak about it, just write it down.
Nemojte se braniti i nemojte raspravljati o tome, samo zapišite.
Ego is very funny. Ego is always trying to defend.
Ego je jako smiješan, uvijek se pokušava obraniti.
Ego says, "What? This what you that's what you think of me?"
Ego će vam reći, "Šta? To misliš o meni?"
You are worse than I am about that.
Ti si puno gori u tome nego ja.
So you just write down, even if it's not accurate, but it's important to know what people who know you for a long time, what they think about you.
To možda čak i ne mora biti točno. Međutim, jako je bitno da otkrijete što osobe koje vas već duže vrijeme poznaju misle o vama.
Second, you ask, is there some things that they feel that you should do that can help you to be a better devotee? They can give you one or two things that they feel you should include in your life to be a better devotee.
Druga stvar koju trebate pitati jest da vam daju par prijedloga za koje oni smatraju da će vam pomoći da postanete bolji bhakta.
So let's go over that again. So you find someone, I think everybody knows someone here, and hopefully some of you have been knowing each other for a long time. You ask a person who's been knowing you for quite a while, and you just inquire, Babu, I really like to hear from you. Is there some things that I do that really bothers you? Then you write it down.
Znači sad ćemo ponoviti. Dakle, trebate pronaći osobu koja vas već duže vrijeme poznaje i trebate upitati postoji li nešto u vama što tu osobu smeta.
And second, you ask, can you give me some advice? We've been serving together, you've been knowing me. Something you think that I should do that could help me to be a better devotee.
A druga stvar koju trebate upitati tu osobu koja vas već duže vrijeme poznaje jest za neki savjet, odnosno kako ona misli da biste vi mogli postati bolji bhakta.
Now why is this assignment important? I'll explain.
Objasnit ću zbog čega je ovaj zadatak važan.
Because often we are with each other, but we don't honestly communicate so much.
Mi vrlo često provodimo vrijeme zajedno, a međutim ne komuniciramo vrlo iskreno.
We see another person's problem. We don't try to help that person. We just sort of see and don't see. Pashana pina pashati. We see, but we don't see.
Jednostavno vidimo problem kod neke osobe, međutim ne želimo ga riješiti. Samo jednostavno zanemarimo taj problem. Iako ga vidimo, pretvaramo se da ga ne vidimo.
Sometimes a person is having an issue or problem, and we just let it get worse and worse until then they just bloop and they go.
Kad osoba ima neki problem, a mi iako ga vidimo, jednostavno pustimo da postaje sve gori i gori, sve dok osoba jednog dana ne padne i ne ode.
See, now of course it's sometimes difficult to accept some criticism from someone who you feel does not really care about you.
Dakako, ponekad je teško prihvatiti kritiku od osobe za koju smatrate da ne mari za vas.
But we should have it so in our communities that we care so much about each other that when we share something, it's shared as a means of concern and an exchange of love.
Međutim, ovo je zajednica u kojoj bismo trebali pokušati da nešto podijelimo iz brige i ljubavi prema drugoj osobi.
Love means you're concerned about the welfare, the highest welfare of that particular person.
Ljubav znači da vas zanima što bi bilo najveće dobrobiti za tu određenu osobu.
Love is not that you deny what is going on, but you try to offer some help as best as you can.
Ljubav ne znači poricati ono što vidimo u osobi, već pokušati joj pomoći da to ispravi.
Last thing, we're supposed to be servants of each other, so this is one of the ways how we serve.
Osim toga, mi bismo trebali služiti jedni druge, i to je način na koji to možemo učiniti.
So you take some pencil paper if possible, you ask the person, Babu, is there something that I do that bothers you? You just write it down.
I trebate stoga uzeti olovku i papir i upitati osobu, Prabu, postoji li nešto što te kod mene uznemirava?
And second, what advice can you give me to help me to be a better devotee?
A zatim, molim te, kakav mi savjet možeš pružiti da budem bolji bhakta?
And then you just bring it tomorrow, and then we'll have some discussion based on some of that also.
Ponesite to sutra sa sobom i onda ćemo o tome raspravljati.
So if someone inquires from you, you speak honestly to them, and you ask the person to speak honest to you also.
Ukoliko netko upitate stvari vas, budite iskreni prema njemu, a kada pitate nekog drugog, također ga zamolite da bude iskren prema vama.
Okay, so try to come on time tomorrow. We'll have a shorter time, just our regular time, from 10:30 to was it 12? Was it 12? Yeah, 12 o'clock tomorrow. So think about the things we discussed today. Next few days we'll develop it more.
I zamolio bih vas da budete točni, da dođete sutra na vrijeme, znači u 10:30. I tijekom sljedećih nekoliko dana raspravljat ćemo o ovome što smo danas započeli.
Sisi Radha Kunjabi Hari Ki. Iskan Vandatelji Prabhupada Ki.